always fought the globalists because I have love, and that's my main engine. Yeah. You can feel it, can't you? Boom! Alex Jones. I want the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. You don't think we're not going to fight you, you rat bastards? I'm a bleeding heart lover of humanity. Lover of goodness. Lover of courage. Lover of beauty. Lover of life. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Alex Jones.
I mean, I do this because I care.
Overnights on the Talk Superstation.
I love that promo. Love that promo. Hey, listeners, you want to help the show out? Send InfoWars, stuff like that. Rants you've cut up, whatever, put them on YouTube. I mean, I think we're doing one of the better jobs out there. I'm doing Overdrive. It's Friday. Should I do like an hour of Overdrive? Maybe 30 minutes, I don't know, because I want to get to Andy and Ziggy and Bubba and Jersey Pete and all these videos the guys got, the crew got, that I tell them, get these videos. I run here 30 minutes before the show and, like, worry them like a coonhound or something, you know, chasing them around, and then I don't ever get to it. It's just completely out of control. But we're doing the best we can, and look, here's the deal. My crew has done a monumental job just watching and going over and trying to get ready. 35 videos I want to play excerpts of on air. And I'm going to have to do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We'll have to make that. We'll have to have meetings about it and have it all ready because, you know, we throw a bunch of videos in there and then we kind of have a meeting about it and we wait 3 hours and I go, now go to it and whatever. We're going to really give credit where credit's due to the Paul Revere entrance. And the top 35, but the top 300 or so are posted in the front page, top 35, at Infowars.com/Paul. You can comment there. And most people are really positive about not being in the top 35. Some people are real mad. They thought their ship had come in. Your ship came in making a film. Your ship came in taking action against the globalists. Your ship came in living, contributing. That was the whole point of this. It isn't about the $115,000. It's about you guys all trying to make films, even if your film's not that good. The first stuff I did is I'd turn on a light in the control room, because it took like back then 6 months of classes to get on access, because he had to take like three classes, and they only gave them every 2 months. And they gave them right around the same time, and I was working full time, so I'd have to go in, take classes, volunteer on other shows where I could get on, and then just be a guest for 1 minute on somebody's show in 1995. And then when I finally, after 6 months, got my license, you know, I didn't know to go ask people to help me or whatever. I went in the control room, brought a camera in. I'd turn on the light real bright, the exposure all wrong, and go, I think it's wrong they want to take our guns. In third world countries, they've done that to enslave them. Listen, the government's getting guns, and locally they're taking old people's property for this SOS plan. It has nothing to do with the water recharge zone, and they're giving it to, and by the way, we should go do such and such. I mean, it was just purely resisting. And you'd see it out of 600-plus entries, I would say my first shows, production-wise, are worse than everything you did. I mean, I would be number 655, okay? I mean, the worst, bottom of the barrel. And some days I'm still the worst, bottom of the barrel. But you know what? I'm real, folks, and you know it, don't you? And what I like is real. I wasn't smiling on a power trip. I was thinking about real people and just how much I love them. Because I'm a love machine, ladies and gentlemen. And I work for you, and you work for me. We're in this together. And this is a fun adventure on a planetoid in deep space with crazy government and a bunch of weirdos that love to torture us and stuff running things. And this is the great animating contest of liberty. This is what makes good people stand and flourish and shine, is the challenge of evil. And I can see God's plan. Though from a primitive troglodyte perspective, I can see God's plan, just the edge of it, and I can imagine, and then I can begin to imagine the things the ear has not heard, the eye has not seen, that God has in store for us. And I'm just, you know what, if they kill me, beam me up, Scotty. You can be an atheist all you want, ladies and gentlemen. I know that I go on, and I choose to go with good. You can choose to be petty and evil and into yourself and everything. You're going to be with that energy forever. And that's hell. That's hell. God just puts you in with your own people because you've chosen it. See, it's like oil and water.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, greater recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Habunga Bahunga Hazunga! Nobody understands that because it's gibberish. And that's what the globalists pump out, is cultural gibberish. Everybody just gets confused. That's one of their most effective propaganda techniques. I got to tell you, Hollywood knows that more and more positive stuff is what's selling. So you see movies like Up and Superman, Man of Steel, and more wholesome narratives. But the establishment allows it because it's only in fiction. So it almost gives you like the idea in your mind of a respite from the tyranny. And that's why they allow that. We need to have real respite in our own lives and build good stories in our own lives and do good things. Not just because we're goody two-shoes, but because it's fulfilling. And that's what really blocks the New World Order. So I salute my crew, the sponsors, the listeners, everybody that makes the transmission possible. I'm going to go to your phone calls. That's why we're in overdrive. But some clips I promised to get to. The first one I want to play is a marijuana is the new beer ad that's showing at NASCAR events to the hundreds of thousands that attend on the Jumbotrons. And I want to be clear. I don't think marijuana overall is totally positive. I know it has a lot of medical attributes. I know the feds hate it because they can't control it. It can be grown anywhere. They banned hemp that doesn't even have THC, that makes better cotton and better stuff than polyester. The chemical groups and cotton groups lobbied against it. I get all that. But there's also this pro-weed culture where the marijuana now, I mean, is like super strong, a lot of it. And it does turn a lot of people that would just be medium achievers into zombies, into welfare zombies, smoking dope and watching TV all day and walking around so stoned they look like they've had a lobotomy. So let's just get it straight. I want it decriminalized because I'm tired of it funding the police state takeover. The British brought down China by getting China to make drugs illegal so they could ship them in and make profits and take over. I don't like the globalists, the banks doing this so they can launder the money. That's why I'm for total, pretty much legalization. I think it should be controlled, though. Because it'll just go right back into a black market they can control. It's going to be a big fight. But you know, this ad says less harmful than alcohol. Way less harmful on average. Now they're starting to engineer marijuana and breed it to be stronger and stronger. And I think therein lies the issue. And it'll also give marijuana a bad name. I mean, it's a million times better than Prozac if you're upset. The studies show it's better for depression, people with cancer, all sorts of stuff, helping them hold down food. I mean, it has a lot of miraculous traits to it. And if people want to go home after a long day and not abuse marijuana and you know, take a couple of tokes off a joint, George Washington did that. They called it toothache or stomachache hemp. They because only a few varieties actually have the THC and the high levels in it. So George Washington smoked pot out of when he had toothaches. I mean, you know, long day with the president. Let me have some of that stomachache or some of that toothache weed. I mean, you know, every culture in most areas of the world has smoked marijuana, and it was the medicine men. It's just a drug, folks. It's a drug that's a lot better than the pharmaceutical stuff. So that's where I stand on marijuana. I mean, I, as an experiment throughout my life, have smoked marijuana off and on. I didn't like it when I was younger because I didn't know what the stuff my friends had was like cheap, you know, what they call like Mexican brown weed. And it makes you want to just eat, you know, lay there on the couch, feel like you've been run over by a truck. And just, that's not what I'm into. I've smoked designer marijuana before that made me feel like I could write classical music. So I'm going to just tell you right now, folks, it's a heavy duty thing. The different varieties they've got now. The stuff rich people are smoking in Los Angeles is really amazing. The issue is, though, they start doing it more and more, and I see it take over their lives as well. So I'm not smoking it. Everybody that's into it, it takes over their life. So I want to be clear about it to young people out there. And young people aren't going to listen to a message. If you smoke marijuana, you'll kill your parents like Reefer Madness. They'll listen to me be honest about it. Yeah, I'm not going to say I tried marijuana but didn't inhale. I've inhaled plenty. I'm like, well, I like these cigarettes and chewing tobacco so much. And my dad's at work. I smoke his regular pipe with, tobacco. I love this. Let me give me some of that marijuana. I don't like it. But, again, I've been old-fashioned marijuana. I don't like it. The new stuff is scary. You can tell when somebody's a dope smoker. A heavy dope smoker, it really changes them. It builds up in the brain. It doesn't kill brain cells. It puts them into a arrested, relaxed formation. And I'll tell you this, I don't ever get any trouble out of pot smokers. And the government kind of likes that. So, see, that's why there's also the George Soros group wants to legalize it. Because, I'm going to shut up now. I've got to go to your calls. You know, the whole point is that there's a lot of contending groups out there. And there's also big groups that know when this stuff gets legalized, they want to be in position to control it. And the last thing I want as it becomes legalized is to have the cigarette companies that are tied up with Big Pharma. You didn't know that? Look it up. The last thing I want is for them to go in and add chemicals. You know, some cigarettes have over 300 chemicals in them. That's what's really deadly in them. Now the cigarettes have flame retardant in it that's totally carcinogenous. Carcinogenic. I mean, you'd be crazy to smoke. Folks, if you smoke cigarettes, stop now. Please stop now. People go, well, why is the government doing it? Because they lost that battle. Government used to say, smoke cigarettes. They knew hundreds of years ago what tobacco did when it's abused. Okay, now let's get to this right here. 97% of climate activists in the pay of big oil. Shock. London Telegraph. I already knew this, but James Dillingpole has written about it and links to the study. Yes, big oil wants to shut down its main competition. Who's that? Well, giving lip service to fake new energy so they can control the new energy movement and not let the real one come forward. See, that's control your enemy. Fund Al-Qaeda. Fund the communists. See, so then you can oppose them while controlling them. It's full spectrum dominance. It's the globalist mindset. It's like one of the first James Bond movies. They have you know, three fighting fish. And he opens the door and the two kill each other. Or one gets killed, the other gets injured. Then the big one comes in and knocks out the competition. That's how this works, folks. Get into full spectrum dominance awareness. It's elementary, my dear friend, once you do it. But, I mean, I just discovered this at the underwriting. 97%, he goes through the links to it, of the climate change alarmist groups are funded, wait for it, by big oil. Oh, yeah. ExxonMobil, Dutch Rochelle, BP, Texaco, Chevron. Of course, because what is the main challenge to fuel, to oil? The main challenge is coal. And again, I get zero money from coal. My family gets no money from coal. They always say, you're making money from the oil companies. No, no, the oil companies want to shut down our power plants and make us energy starved. On average. I mean, the AP sued in 2000, got the documents where they said there's too much oil worldwide. Let's fund this peak oil idea. This is not an opinion. 10 oil companies met in 1995 and 96. 95 they first met. And the AP article shows that. Paul Watson's written about the AP article. Years after it came out, just pointing it out. I'm surprised it came out in AP. But, of course, it didn't get picked up anywhere. And then a year later, they meet again, and they go, the answer is buy up all the refineries, shut them off, and fund environmental groups to demand new ones not be built, and demand that no pipelines be built. That way, we have artificial scarcity. And that's why you've gone since then from paying 65, 70, 85, 90 cents a gallon to paying 350 a gallon. And dollar devaluation. See, this is what real info is about. Then you don't have to be conned and ripped off anymore. And, I mean, if I have one more communist authoritarian hippie, because this happens every few months, and Whole Foods are on the street, go, I like your show, man, but I know you're fun about oil companies on global warming. I mean, I want to punch him in the nose, okay? Let me tell you what I do get. Well, I don't get any money from it, but I've got family gets a little bit of money from it. It's natural gas. I mean, on average, you get like $500 a month or something, you know, because those things don't even hardly pump any in East Texas. This cousin gets $600. This one gets $500. This one gets $400. I mean, the whole point is that if they're able to shut down coal, and natural gas groups are lobbying to shut down coal too, then my family will start getting some money. I guess if I just thought of things like from a self-centered position, that I would then be yes, shut down coal, shut down coal, shut down coal. Because we might get tens of thousands of dollars a month in my family if that happened. And don't worry, natural gas companies are lobbying. They're one of the biggest groups to shut down coal. These electric cars, most of their power, 50%+ comes from coal. I mean, I love it. They say coal's the worst thing, and that's where it's not the worst thing. They're totally clean now, and they're shutting them down. They're shutting America down. It's why I'm obsessed on this. We're going to skip this network break because this is such a big central deal. You know, if real Godzillas came out of the ocean and they wanted to take out our cities and attack our power plants, folks. That's what Obama is a giant kaiju. A giant, it's the name of a Japanese monster or Godzilla. And I've already gone over that analogy with people, but I'm just watching this happen. And then here it is, the proof. I knew it was most of them. In fact, I never saw an enviro-Nazi group that wasn't funded by oil companies. And see the genius of that? You're like, Al-Qaeda is funded by the government. Ho, 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 you're crazy. And then it's like it's all admitted, though, if you just look. No, the anti-oil groups are funded by oil because it's fake opposition. And then it's admitted that people just can't compute that. Our government funded Hitler. Our government funded the communist. Because our government's not our government. It's the globalist. That's why they're in charge. That's why they're in control. They know what they're doing. So I've now gone from marijuana to that. But here's the clip. That is going to be airing at NASCARs all over the country. Marijuana is the new beer. And it just shows that once people realize something's hypocrisy, it collapses. And this could happen on every other issue. Here it is.
If you're an adult who enjoys a good beer, there's a similar product you might want to know about. One without all the calories and serious health problems. Less toxic so it doesn't cause hangovers or overdose deaths, and it's not linked to violence or reckless behavior. Marijuana, less harmful than alcohol, and time to treat it that way. For more information, visit marijuanaissafer.org.
Yeah, I mean, I would just run ads saying the 1997 congressional hearing with the CIA Solicitor General found that the vast majority of narcotics are shipped into the country by the government. And since then, since the drug war began in the 1980s, really started in the mid-70s, but heated up in the 80s, we've seen a more than tripling of the amount of drug use in the country. Alcohol prohibition didn't work, and this prohibition didn't work, unless it's lining the bank accounts of giant banks. Bloomberg reported that Wachovia and Wells Fargo alone laundered $378 billion in a two-year period. Now you know why they're lobbying to keep drugs illegal, because they're the drug dealers. There's your 60-second ad. Don't you guys think that that's the ad we should have? Of course, the people at NASCAR will be like, what? They're talking bad about banks? It's a commie ad! So you've got to tailor it that way. Okay, my dear commies. Let's go ahead and talk to Andy in Utah, site of the giant NSA command base.
Hey there, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'm seeing the Hitler mustache out here, too. It must be up there, then.
Oh, you're seeing it in the clouds? You're a racist?
Yeah, I must be, too. Must be.
Well, yeah, I mean, my dog looks like he has a Hitler mustache. The dog needs to be banned, like that teapot.
You know, it's interesting. I hadn't planned to say this, but I've got a dear friend who's black. He's not very literate out here, and he doesn't listen to InfoWars, and he's retired, but... Boy, he sure has been buying into this Tea Party is racist stuff. I had to have a sit down with him the other day, but yeah, they're certainly doing their best Madison Avenue, job.
That's it. That's right. They're Madison Avenueing that guns and freedom are racist. Because once they teach you all the whites are racist, and then what are they promoting? They're promoting freedom. Oh my goodness. Well, you saw that JCPenney teapot. I mean, that was racist too. And if you don't support the health care bill, you're a racist. You didn't know that, Andy?
Alex, I love your sarcasm. I think the best part of it is when you do one of your voice imitations while you do it. Otherwise, dum-dums think you might be telling, speaking while you're on your mind.
You're right. You're right. I mean, the absurdity of all of this. I mean, this is, I don't need to take acid. I mean, this is like living in this modern culture is like hallucinating. I mean, it is just freaky. And then again, those of us that know it's crazy, we become the weirdos. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Andy. And I've used this analogy 5,000 times. I'll do it again. If I teleported back 1,000 years ago to central Mexico in Chalupa, outside Mexico City, and I said, do not sacrifice your children to Quetzalcoatl or to Chalkmul, the sun is really a ball of fire. It will come back in the morning. We're in deep space, two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. The atmosphere is thinner than the skin on a apple. I come from the future. They would say, sacrifice him. And I know they would, because albinos are white people. Whenever they had albinos, they got tortured royally for a long period of time, because that was special for the gods, anything special. So it would be off with this cracker's hind end immediately. Just because it was so wonderful and so alien, so special. And if I teleported back 3,000 years ago to one of the stone circles where they were sacrificing people, and I said, you're feeling energy because there's a magnetic line blasting out of the earth here, and you have cells in your brain used for navigation like birds and fish, that's now been proven, that are picking up on this, the normal electromagnetic field of the earth that you're in tune with is about 10 times stronger here. They would say, Achanga Hinga, or... I guess they'd actually speak kind of a Germanic, Celtic dialect of Unga Sunga Bunga, and, Hrothgar, Hegelsernagen, Guggenschickelmugger, Hanjaga Bunga, Chingtaw, whatever, and drag me on. I mean, I don't know, trying to make up some ancient dialect. Has Isenbrunsachen, Guggenbay, and that pretty good? It's German speaking in tongues now? All right. I had to, get in the mode and, think of the dialect sound. My wife has a full degree in French, and let me tell you, she gets, if I want to push her buttons,
I just go, j'attends le quai des deux tétons. Je l'ai mon écolose. What do you? Mimi poupe l'oldi. C'est l'étrange. I mean, it's just like, it's over. Nails on a chalkboard. Have you heard my Italian? Italian is such, so beautiful. I can't do it. I heard my wife the other day talking to one of her old Italian friends. I was just sitting there for like 5 minutes on the bed while she's on the phone with one of her friends speaking in Italian. It's just so beautiful, man. Anyways, enough. 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 Yeah, it is the best, especially when a woman's speaking it. Let's go to Jersey Pete. Have you seen any clouds look like Hitler? We need to ban them. Go ahead.
Sorry, you broke up just there, Alex.
Have you seen any clouds that look like Hitler?
Today, no, I haven't. Yeah, actually, the chemtrails are obscuring most of the clouds today. Natural.
How'd you like my ancient Germanic language I just invented?
It was pretty good. You know, being of Hungarian ancestry, I feel like I heard some Magyar tongue in there, but it was quite entertaining.
Yeah, I was trying to get a Stone Age European sound there.
Yeah, no, that's pretty.
We all have the ancient data crystals in there that are just like shadows of actually what went on. We call that instincts. So go ahead.
Well, there you go. Hey, it really is a great joy to speak with you this afternoon. And you know, you often say that fortune favors the bold, and I believe that's true. And there's another great phrase, and I don't know who the author is, but it goes. You know, act boldly, and unseen forces will come to your aid, which I think is a wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, that's in that movie, Almost Famous. And then I forget who said that exactly. It was some philosopher. Look that up. Act boldly, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Yeah.
So you know, I'd like to roll out what I think is potentially huge game changing idea, and I'm calling it the Benjamin Franklin $1 billion challenge, and I'm inviting all free humans who hear my voice.
You mean terrorists?
Well, free humans.
All living humans that are not in the globalist bloodline are terrorists. That's the New World Order in essence.
Well, there you go, with the doublespeak. So we know that in actuality, they're liberty lovers. To join with me in standing with you, Alex.
Join me, and I will complete your training. We can destroy the emperor.
That's right.
Ruling galaxy is father and son. Join me, and I will complete your training. You don't know the power of the dark side. I have to get into my mode to be able to do it, but. How about a little bit of this? How about a little bit? We're in overdrive. I'm acting goofy. It's Friday. How about a Autobots transform and roll out? I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
No, that's quite all right. We need to remember our sense of humor when times are as crazy as they are right now. So, I totally get it. But here's this idea.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I know that you folks have a pretty good handle on a weekly basis, how many listeners, viewers, 10 to 15 million people. But here's the idea. Folks, I'm asking you to join with me in making a one-time only, no strings attached, $100 donation for the creation of a Liberty Defense Fund at InfoWars.com.
To me, immediately.
When you think about this, we can make history. Now, this is not, I don't think, and the idea, ideas, when they're popped, you don't know where they're going to go. And I'll tell you, quite frankly.
What ideas? You mean terrorist actions?
I mean, actions consistent with liberty and the foundings of our country. When you think about it, every individual who will hear my voice can actively take part in making actual bona fide history.
I know, but most people don't get involved. I mean, you can have millions of listeners, and we try to do a money bomb, it raises a $500,000. Sounds like a lot. I mean, that barely pays for anything. I mean, I spend half my time just trying to make money to get the truth out, and then I'm half burnt out by the time I get on air, just fiddle-fratting with money issues. But I hear you. Like, I didn't even plug but once today products on air. Please go to InfoWarsHealth.com, get the new Beyond Dengue Tangerine. Please get the Manu Phylon. It's at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 and get the new film, State of Mind, on DVD if you want to support us. I mean, we're not perfect, but we're up there with the best there is in fighting this whole new world order. We're just going to go into more overdrive straight ahead. We'll see if I can compose myself and not do any more voices.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Don't act so surprised, Janet Napolitano. You weren't on any mercy mission this time. Now you'll be muzzled before you can enter the women's bathroom again. You and Janet Reno are sentenced to the Phantom Zone. With other dung beetles like Rachel Maddow, your daughter, in a secret genetic program in 1977, Rachel Maddow's DNA was created in a cross species between the man-bear-pig-goblin creature, also known as Janet Reno, and her first cousin, Janet Napolitano, to create the ultimate demon creature with a foul foul stench so horrible, her enemies fall to their knees when they become within 1,000 yards of her. She is the general, the witch, the king of power, the king of the New World Order, and also the princess of the New World Order, Rachel Maddow.
Who is that crazy person, guys, you just had on the air? Get that guy out of here. Somebody just broke in over the satellite. Did you hear that? Talking bad about my girlfriend, Rachel Maddow.
Most beautiful woman in the world. The femininity is just... ugh.
Oh, yeah. Better put a ring on her finger before the wiener gets in there. Yeah, wiener's on TV right now. The headline is Wiener Speaks. They just make jokes everywhere on Fox. Wiener Speaks. You know what happens if you... all right, I'm not going to say it. They had a joke going on in the back of the office. Because everything's so politically correct. No, it's true. What happens if you cross an Irishman with wiener? You would get a McWiener. And maybe... maybe McDonald's, well, I'm part Irish, I can make the joke. I mean, give me a break, folks. Maybe that's the answer, is that we have McDonald's and sell that idea to McDonald's. A pure GMO wiener, a McWiener. A McWiener! What's more American than a McWiener? Is that a good idea? And I guess if he was Scottish, it'd be a Mac Wiener. What if he was British? It'd be a Lime Wiener. Oh, my goodness. Hey, now I'm getting hungry. A Kraut Wiener? That would be even. I like sauerkraut on my hot dogs. If I'm going to eat a hot dog, I'd have sauerkraut and onions and the yellow stuff, the mustard on top of there. Well, I can go some really bad places with this. I'm going to stop right now. Folks, what happens is I had a really stressful night last night. I get a little bit punch drunk. Then I get on air and the wheels come off. It's like, that's what's happening right now. That's why I quit doing 4 hours. I just cannot do 4 hours. Because I start screwing around. I apologize. Let's go to calls. That's why I'm in overdrive, is to take your calls. Ziggy. I'm a fan, by the way, Ziggy, from Tennessee, of your... funny papers in the paper of your cartoon. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just wanted to tell you that, you know, I'm one of those people who are really concerned about our country.
And you're a terrorist?
I'm concerned about where it's going, and that's why I contributed to the contest. I live in a motel. I work 7 days a week. If I miss 3 days, I'm not eating. So I sent you my widow's mite, and I hope you got it. It was a song called The Ones Who Want You Gone. I had a cheap video made, took like a day to shoot.
I tell you what, let's cue it up and play it right now. I haven't even seen it. We'll play part of it at least. It's on YouTube. What's the name of it?
It's called The Ones Who Want You Gone.
The Ones Who Want You Gone. And what's the name of your channel?
I'm on InfoWars contest entry is where I find it.
No, I know, but we'll need to search it on YouTube. Say the name again.
It's Ziggy Parton, ZiggyParton.
Ziggy Parton, and then the name of the video one more time?
Is The Ones Who Want You Gone.
The Ones Who Want You Gone. Well, listen, that's your good widow's mite, and that's how they get the working poor, where you can't ever get the credit or the money you need to get the apartment. And then I talk to big apartment managers. They're ordered by the federal government to give the illegals the apartment with no proof, preferential treatment over Americans, whether you be white, Hispanic, black, whatever. And then you get stuck in these weekly hotels where you can never save enough money to get out of them. And that's where churches used to come around. You know, the real working poor, so they could save money. You don't have family you can move in with till you save enough money to get on your feet?
No, I'm pretty happy where I'm at. I work 7 days a week at maintaining an RV campsite.
Well, if you're happy then, brother, good job.
So, yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, good. You know, yeah, as long as you know that you love the universe and God, I mean, it's just every day is a banquet. It's just beauty everywhere. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, if you like the song, I mean, you're welcome to use it, maybe enhance it audioly, because I engineered it myself. I'm not a good...
Well, we got stuff like Crazy Like Alex Jones and Info Warrior and so much great music we've been sent. We should put more of that in rotation and play more of it, then encourage others to make more. So that's a great idea. Let me let you go, Ziggy, and I'll play a little bit of this if our computer doesn't hiccup today like it was doing. We got three of them in there, but Lord knows, you know how internet is these days. Do we have it queued up and ready? All right, let's go to...
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, the... So I set about, however necessary, to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerized rising media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the insane. Incentive of the ambitious. What'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public. And I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
So, yeah, we got over 600 entries, and a lot of them, hundreds of them were like that. A lot of effort. Paul Harvey, very powerful info, mixed together. And that is a widow's mite, but it's great. It's a lot better than what I put out probably the first couple of years. So it's a lot better than what I put out a lot of the time. You don't get Darth Vader imitations everywhere, though, folks. Bubba in Virginia, thanks for holding, sir. You're on the air.
So, thank you, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother.
You, met you last year at Chantilly at the Bilderberg protest. It was really awesome. There's a couple things I was wanting to address with you. One is I take the train to work. I work up close to the District of Criminals there.
Oh, and you get to have TSA search you without warrants and stuff?
That's right. They're probably every other week they come around. Sometimes they have their little dogs with them with the...
Yeah, they're looking for the bombs that they put at the Boston Marathon.
And they come around. They've never approached me, but some people I know, they've approached them, and I said, what happened? They said, oh, they asked if they could look at my bag. I said, and he said, well, I don't have anything to hide. And I said, no, that's not the point. It's not.
Yeah, no, they're setting the, I mean, now the state police in Texas, they don't even say, mind if I stick my hand in your rear end. Without a warrant, they go, get up against the car. And we're such animals. At an animal veterinary clinic, they change gloves. They don't change gloves because we're lower than animals.
Yeah, so they're
and guess what, cops that act like that, so are your kids. You just committed your children to hell. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But it's a lot of the psyche that's going on. It's the psyop that they're conducting, too, because they walk around through there just to get people used to them being there. And it's not like Andy and Barney walking around. It's like the Gestapo, the night police come in. You know, they have their little fancy holsters on and the leg straps. And they're
it's all government parading around that we've been conquered, planting the flag, and they even know it. And then they give them fake threats to feel like they're real. And you know, they did the Boston bombing. I mean, of course, it's an authoritarian, mass-murdering criminal government. And it's all fake, and it's all unconstitutional, and it's all criminal. Because they're not going to let us decriminalize drugs so they can't make their money. They're not going to let us not, you know, let our kids take their deadly shots. They want to run our lives. And they're average idiots. I shouldn't say that. A lot of the people that work in the government are actually more awake than most people because they know we're telling the truth. But the types that they get to go to those stupid Viper teams, I've seen them on the streets of L.A., not even at a bus terminal, walk up and go, why are you filming? You can't film me. Well, we had a reporter up in Chicago outside the train station in a restaurant. They come over and say, you're not allowed to film us. You put us on the Internet last week. I'll arrest you if you film me again. Just totally criminal, outside of law, just flaming authoritarians. Bubba, I mean... I'd go over to him and say, you're just here to acclimate people to checkpoints, and I know you've been told that. Why do you think this is being done? Because they're going to take everybody's pension funds, and you guys are the incremental rollout of martial law. Let us see your ID. No, I came over to you. I want to see your ID. You going to go talk to him?
All the time. Just like you said, they're taking the pension funds. They do it almost every year at Christmas. Timothy Geithner, whoever's running the Gestapo down there, they come in there and they take it like over Christmas break or something. They'll come in there and take all the money out of the G fund and the TSP, and they'll just take it.
No, it's tiny Tim. Listen, let me tell you, those waddling TSA people, they just care about being able to tell a woman up against the wall. They don't care if everything gets taken from them. They love it. They can never admit they're being gamed. So, see, they'll never admit that. I appreciate your call. Let's play a clip of Ron Paul, then I'm going to go to John and others that are patiently holding. Let's go ahead and go to this Ron Paul clip on gold and the bankruptcy of Detroit. Detroit, broke city. Go ahead, you're on the air.
I would still stick to my argument that gold is a real good long-term identifier on the value of a currency and the value of our dollar. I mean, if you look at the 100 years, it's very easy. $20 up to $1,800, now it's still $1,300, and we're printing money faster than ever. And there's pretty good evidence right now there's a shortage of physical gold. The physical gold market has always been strong, and that's going to continue. This is going to be sorted out. And after these corrections, sometimes you see an explosion. Even though I'm not into as a technician on gold, I suspect that could happen. But I think long term, you can expect governments not to change. We're going to see more Detroits. Eventually, the government of the United States will be somewhat similar to Detroit because people will give up their confidence in us. They're going to give up confidence in the dollar, and eventually they'll give up confidence on our military. And then you are going to see some real, real changes in this system, which has been built on a fiat dollar for the last 40 years.
Dr. Paul, you mentioned the Detroit bankruptcy, and you said that may not be the last one that we're going to see. How do you think this story plays out, not only in Detroit, but also nationally?
Well, Well, you know, I'll be surprised if the feds don't come in. They probably won't say they are, but they're already in. I mean, think of all the welfare programs. Every time somebody's unemployed, they're going to get some benefits. The food stamps won't start, so the feds are very much involved. But there's going to be a lot more cities, and there will be a limit. It might push it over. You know, if 10 cities declare tomorrow and the feds say, well, we can't let this happen, we got them bail them out like we bailed out the banks, you know, 5 years.
And again, folks, it's all just fiat money. None of it in the end will help anybody except the globalists that loan it to them. They take our money from the Treasury. The Treasury basically creates IOUs that we owe is what happens. And then the Federal Reserve puts it out and then gives the order to the Treasury to put out the physical. But then the Federal Reserve puts out 97% plus of the fiat. And then we go into debt to them. They get the whole world. The deeper they get us in debt, they get real assets when it all goes under. Then they get to use the money when it still has fiat value on the way up. And on the way down, that's when they really consolidate everything and have guys in black uniforms walk around and shoot anybody that gets in the way of it until all of America is Detroit, broke city. We're coming back with your phone calls.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We got to get up, get a U-Haul, it's time to leave. Get down, can't afford electricity. Nobody's got a dime in Detroit, broke city. We got to get up, get a U-Haul, it's time to leave. Get down, can't afford electricity.
It's June 21, baby.
Nobody's got a dime in Detroit,
broke city. And other cities are about to fall to the New World Order.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders or preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
conversations during the breaks. I'm like, hey, John Harmon, up there in the Minnesota network, who's helping run the satellites and stuff. Do you think a new listener tuning in when I kind of get crazy sometimes on Fridays knows what's going on? He goes, I don't know. They tune in and hear you sing Oonga Boonga. It's like, I don't even care anymore. I mean, we got to stop caring what people think anyways. And I got to have some rest and relaxation on the air sometimes. This stuff gets to me, folks. The only solace is the evil people helping bring this in are all going to get bit in the butt by what they're doing. They're not going to get away with it either. But I don't even really take pleasure in that. I just wish they weren't so bad. But they like it. It's just their nature. Let's go real quick to John. Then we're going to talk to Travis and a few others. John, thanks for holding. From Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, on Wednesday's NBC Nightly News, they accidentally showed what to me was proof positive they never did the bin Laden raid.
They've classified it from the military. The highest level people in the Pentagon can't look at it because it didn't happen, but go ahead.
Right. What happened, their chief foreign correspondent, Richard Engel, who's normally in the Middle East, well, this time he was at Langley at CIA headquarters, and they were giving him a personal tour through the CIA museum, which is not open to the general public.
Oh, yeah, and they showed bin Laden's AK-47?
Yeah, which was not his, because look at all of the file photos of bin Laden. He's carrying one of those shortened models. It was an AKS-74U that has about a 12-inch barrel. It's not really an assault rifle.
Well, of course it's fake. It might as well be Ripley's Believe It or Not with some, you know, giant's foot in a bottle of formaldehyde or one of those things where they put a carp onto a monkey skull and say it's a merman. I mean, it's, you know, they might as well like one of those snake pits they have on the side of the highway where you see some alligator sitting. I mean, yeah, it's just total bull. Kurt Nimmo wrote about that. CIA Museum shows off AK-47 taken from dead bin Laden, like something out of Ripley's Believe It or Not. Go ahead.
Well, but bin Laden's gun was in pristine condition with a 12-inch barrel. They showed an old ragged-out AK-47 with a 16-inch barrel that was in trashy condition. It was not the same gun. Look at the photo.
Well, listen, do you know what else they have at that museum? They have the gun that when they killed Santa Claus, he had a few years ago. They had a raid on the North Pole, and Santa, you know, they even have Santa Claus taxidermied at the CIA base, and My Little Pony lives there too. Did you know that?
Well, whatever. Hey, I'm in for some serious stuff here, because they accidentally showed us the truth. And now they're going to be backtracking because that was not bin Laden.
Oh, yeah. Of course they have an internal CIA museum for all the... Nobody's more brainwashed than the people that work at those places. There's a bunch of people put the sunglasses... I see CIA people and stuff, and they can't help but, like, wear suits and put their glasses on and take them off. And, oh, my gosh, we're James Bond. No, you're just the front for the guys in the back with C-130s with kidnapped kids. And that's all on you, okay? That's on your mojo, baby. You're losers. Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Let's go real quick to Travis. You said you spoke with your police chief. What did he say? We should have more CIA snuff films?
Yes, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to ask why you didn't ask about the Black Bloc anarchists. I know you asked him about the Delta Force. And
he was told, he wasn't lying. He was told what to do. I talked to him later off air. He was told by Secret Service what to do. He wasn't running anything. That's why he apologizes and says it was wrong. But then he also takes the sword and says, but I'm responsible.
Well, yeah, he did say that, and that's what I thought. He goes, well, it was kind of a community thing, and I'm thinking, no, wait, pal, everybody said, hey, we're doing this, you're standing over there, because they held those guys, and I seen it in your documentary, and then they got them out of here before they got arrested for breaking the windows down there in town.
Well, I mean, look, they tell girls it's the law to take Gardasil when they know it kills a bunch of them. I mean, that's who these people are. I mean, they're a pack of psycho demons, and the police chief woke up and broke with them, and we say good job to him, but he's naive. I mean, people just cannot come to grips with what they're facing. I'll be back, Lord willing, this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m., and tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. Great job, crew. Go check out the Paul Revere contest page, InfoWars.com/Paul.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Al. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.